Day two of Broncos joint practices against the 49ers in the books. Welcome in to Santa Clara. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Steve Atwater, and guys, we're sitting poolside again. We are, again, not a vacation. We're getting our tan on, though. Not bad, right?
Living a good life.
Tell you who was living the good life today, Steve, was Paxton Lynch. Looked very good out there. The quarterback competition, again, went to a new level. What did you see from both quarterbacks, though?
Well, Trevor didn't have a bad practice, but Paxton, in my opinion, stood out more so. He hit a lot of passes to look like receivers that were sometimes even in zone coverage.
Right.
Saw him hit a receiver that was in man-to-man coverage. He hit a deep crossing route. He and Hunter Sharp hooked up a few times. He and Marlon Brown hooked up a time or two. I think this was his best practice that I've seen thus far.
The intensity level was definitely ratcheted up. You could see it from the very first time they got on the field in those team periods, Phil. Resulted in a couple skirmishes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to the game on Saturday because these two teams, after 2 days of practices, you know they want to just get to that game. This was the last joint practice before a walkthrough tomorrow. So we definitely saw that intensity level go up. We saw maybe some extra roughhousing after an interception, stuff that you just typically wouldn't see from just a normal practice against yourself. So it's good that the intensity level is high, but I tell you what, that game on Saturday is going to be something else.
Head coach Vance Joseph said that we can expect to see the defensive starters play about a quarter. Steve, for you though, what are you going to be looking forward to as far as that second preseason game? Because now we're kind of getting towards the time where we're going to see a lot more of the starters as we near Monday Night Football on September 11th.
Yeah, one of the keys that I'm going to be looking for is can we establish our running game? We got off to a slow start yesterday, I think, offensively. But today, man, we picked it up right from the start. Our offense came out and looked explosive. They looked dominant. And I'm looking to see if we can establish that running game.
Be sure to catch, Steve, 1-3 for Broncos Blitz on Orange and Blue 760. Phil, some DenverBroncos.com, though, content that we have looking forward to later this week. Some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, we got a chance. You know, this is a very special place to the Denver Broncos. After winning Super Bowl 50, we had a chance to walk the field again with Von Miller and relive some of those more memorable plays. Of course, the strip sack that led to the Broncos' first touchdown. What a cool play. Von was really into it. He got the chills being back at Levi Stadium. And then one of the reasons why we're here is because John Elway, John Lynch, such good friends. We had a chance to catch up with both of them together and ask them some non-football questions. You know, both of them played baseball at Stanford. Both of them were drafted by MLB teams. So we had a chance to ask them some non-football questions. Pretty fun piece.
A lot of cool stuff coming up on DenverBroncos.com this week. Broncos have a walkthrough on Friday before Saturday's game. But for now, we say goodbye. For Steve Atwater, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. We will see you on Saturday from Santa Clara.